email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551 for your text. Now, I'm in awe of comedians, and I think most people are. Doing stand-up comedy in front of a live audience, that's remarkable. It's awe-inspiring. Comedian Bernard O'Shea is on a mission to teach ordinary people like you and me to do stand-up as part of his new TV show, Bernard's Working Comics. It starts tonight on RT2 at 9:30, and Bernard's online. How are you doing, Bernard?
Ray, how are you?
See, I'm awe-inspired by you.
Oh, well. Fair play to you. I'm not even awe-inspired by myself. But no. Come here, very quickly. I feel your pain on the WD-40. Do you know, I was online. The kids, when they were small, they kept drawing on the walls.
Right.
And I went online and said, oh, put WD-40, get it off. And it does get it off, right, off paint. But my wife came home and went, why does the whole house smell of oil? and it shined, and it was like, our house was like the Lascaux caves. They'd drawn everywhere, and
everywhere.
You'd oil everywhere. And I tell you one thing as well. You shocked the life out of me. I didn't know William Shatner was 90.
Yeah, William Shatner's 90. Yeah. Right.
Unbelievable, yeah. But
and he's still going strong.
No, yeah.
He was.
Yeah, unbelievable. I couldn't believe that. But so tonight is the episode with the guards.
Yes. You had an in there, didn't you? You had an in with the guards.
I did. My father was a guard in Port Leash Station for nearly 30 years.
Aha.
But he retired back in the early 80s. He was there. So when we were looking at different workplaces to go into, we were always thinking, myself and the producer Adele O'Brien were thinking, God, wouldn't it be great to go into the guards?
Yeah.
And it was like, but it was a kind of a pipe dream. And then one thing led to another, and she did an awful lot of work on it. And yeah, we were allowed to go in and go into Port Leash Station, which is where he was stationed for 30 odd years.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just, I don't remember the station, or I don't remember going in or out. And I was very small when he retired. My dad was I was maybe 3 or 4 years of age when my dad retired.
Right.
You know, so I don't really remember him as a guard, to be honest.
Yeah.
Little bits and pieces, but it was interesting.
So was he an older dad? Is that why? Was that
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I think he was 50 when I was born.
Right.
So, and speaking of kids, just one after coming into the room.
Oh, right.
You could go the whole day. Do you know what, Ray? I'll go the whole day here and they wouldn't bother me. And the minute I have to do something, they're all in.
Yeah,
they're
looking for your attention, which is lovely, Bernard. It's lovely. Yeah. Listen, it's a lovely hour. Well, it's 40 minutes. I watched it this morning. And you get unbelievable access to... He's gone off with a child, is he? He is. He's gone off with a child there. He's trying to talk a child down off. Hello. He's gone completely.
No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
Right.
I'm here.
I thought you were trying to talk a child down from a shelf or something there. No, but
No.
You get lovely access, and there's something very heartwarming about the whole thing, I've never seen the guards shown in that light before.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. The program is primarily about the two guards that go and do the stand up,
yeah.
Joe and Sarah. And there is a little bit of me at the start, going around the station and doing a little bit of stand up. But primarily, the program is about the people who will go on and do the stand up, particularly with the guards who their life and their job is very much law and order, and there's a procedure to everything.
Mm.
And now all of a sudden you're asking them to do stand up, and we really did have to convince Sarah,
yes,
and Joe, because it's massively out of their comfort zone. And sometimes I forget that, because even though I haven't done, say, radio in 2 years, I did it for 10 years. So you get used to it, and it means nothing. It means like you can go on and do it.
Yeah.
Whereas with them, it's like, I've never done this before.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it takes a huge
I'd say it's up there with the scariest thing ever. I know, like, I have nightmares about, somebody introducing me as a comedian and then being pushed out onto the stage. I have nightmares about that. I think it would be the most stressful thing in the world.
Well, sometimes when I'm doing the clubs and when I go out on the stage, I think the audience are having a nightmare as well. So, but like it is a massively daunting task,
yes,
particularly
is,
for
yeah.
them, because I think their whole thing was. I remember Joe said to me, "It's from a scene tonight." Joe says, not to give too much away, he said, "What's your biggest concern?" And he said, and which I did not know. He said, like, you know, a big concern for us is to be sacked or sued, because it's a real concern.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And you know, I remember saying to him, like, when the minute you, that came out of your mouth, like, for you, it's a massive concern. But for an audience, it's like, woohoo.
That's very funny. Yeah.
Like, you know, so.
You were a bit devious with Sarah, because, like, and I spotted it and she spotted it as well. Because at the beginning, you're going, just 3 minutes. And then halfway through the program, it was 5 minutes. And then just before she went on stage, it was 7 minutes. Like.
Yeah, well, Sarah is one of those people that is such a naturally. Oh, I'm gone again, am I?
No, you're there, you're back.
Sorry,
you're
can
back.
You hear me?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah. Sarah is very interesting tonight, if you look at it. She's a naturally funny person, and so is Joe, but she's very natural. She's a warm, giving person.
Mm.
And for me, like, I would say to her, get up and read the telephone book, because, you know, I think, and that was one of the things that myself and Adele wanted to get through, was let's try and get these people on stage in their most natural form,
yeah.
doing what they think is funny, you know, because, you know, and I felt that with Sarah. I just felt every time I was in her presence or she was talking, she was very captivating and it was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
And it was just like saying, like, you know, and Joe was slightly different. Joe was nervous, but yet when he started to write the stuff, it was really good. And it was like, so it's very much about their journey and also putting their hand up to say, yes, I'll do this.
Yeah.
You know, as you said there, you know, it can be a nightmare of people, not just stand-up comedy, but like you know,
speaking
you
in public,
have people
yeah.
that I'm sure you have listeners. That are terrified of a speech at work or,
yeah.
you know, a best man speech or whatever. So it was a massive undertaking for them to do it. And, you know, like it's, and fair play to them.
I tell you what, you're very good at cajoling. I don't know what sort of career you'd have as a chief cajoler, but you're very good at cajoling people to do things they don't want to do.
Well, I have to tell you, like, a little bit behind the scenes as well. We had a great production team, and
right.
they'll also
they are cajolers, you know, as well. Aren't
they'll
they?
Also be cajoling, yeah. yes, and being helped and get asking people to help and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, listen, I really enjoyed it, Bernard, and it's you know, you're very funny in it and very warm and. I saw a side to you and the guards that I hadn't seen before. So it's an engaging 40 minutes tonight. Bernard's Working Comics, the first of three, RTE2, 9:30. Is that it? All factually correct there?
That's all spot on.
Yeah,
fantastic,
yeah.
Ray.
Yeah, here's just before you
and
go.
And by the way,
yeah,
I have to... Yeah, go on.
No, you go.
No, I have to say, you gave me one of the most surprising moments during lockdown in my whole life because we started watching The Den again.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it was this
yes,
bizarre yes. kind of, yeah, it was this bizarre circle of life where we were, like, I was going, oh my God, I watched this. And now we were sitting yep, down yep. on a Sunday evening watching The Den. And my youngest, or the middle fellas, didn't want a turkey because of Dustin.
That happened way back as well. Remember, there was a campaign in the Evening Herald to save Dustin. There you go. Yeah. Well. I've been told, and you know as much as I do about people in here, but I've been told by people in here that it's coming back in the autumn at some stage. So there you go. Good luck tonight, Bernard. Great talking to you. Mind yourself and the family. See you. Bye bye. That's Bernard O'Shea.
Thanks,
there.
Ray. Thanks.
See
bye,
you.
Bye, bye
bye bye. That's Bernard O'Shea there. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.